Okay, well, we figured as it is now, oh, let me see, we went Super Tuesday, and now it's kind of Let Down Wednesday, if you're in the Haley camp, maybe even the Biden camp, really, if we're honest. So we figured who better to bring on than our buddy, GOP political strategist and insider, host of the Grassroots Truthcast podcast. It's Gene Valentino, everybody. Hello, Gene. How are you, sir? Did you have a Super Tuesday?
I had a Super Tuesday, had my popcorn sat back, kicked up a little, and said, what an interesting rally this is going to be.
What did you think about Hillary? Whoops, there's a Freudian slip. What did you think about Nikki Haley's concession this morning without the endorsement?
Well, last time we met, we talked about her having the chutzpah, the intestinal fortitude to step up and get behind the leading candidate. Well, she's halfway there. Her contributors are moving toward Trump, but now it's her turn. She never actually endorsed Trump yet, did she? She conceded. But let's face it, going back just less than a year when the debates were on amongst a bigger pool of the Republican candidates, it was clear that she said she would support the Republican nominee, or the one who surfaces and comes to the top. Well, that's Donald Trump, and it's now her turn to endorse him. The question is, will she, as her financial contributors are beginning to do?
Yeah, and he made a comment, didn't he? Didn't he sort of invite her to endorse him? He's kind of seems like he's standing by waiting for that to happen, doesn't it?
It's yes, but more importantly, what I liked about Donald Trump last night, his comments were to the point. His comments were measured. He was not in attack mode. He was more humble. I submit to you guys that I think we're about to see a new Donald Trump in the 2024 election. More measured, more conciliatory, balanced. And, don't get me wrong now. There's going to be moments where he has those breakout assaults against who's ever assaulting him. But why is it we don't face the fact that the man still has a ball and chain around his ankles? Remember, he just won the 440 or the 880 in the track meet, but he did it with a ball and chain wrapped around his ankles. He still has some number of court cases against him, and yet he has managed to surface to the top and get the support of the American citizens, and the politicos are even falling in line, like Mitch McConnell, who has said he would and did support Donald Trump. Good for Mitch McConnell. Mitch has had his shortcomings. We've discussed those as well. But it's time to coalesce, as we said in our last chance to chat together. We need, as a Republican Party, to coalesce and come together as a unified spirit to save the constitutional republic from a deep-seated, deep state takeover, which now Eric Swalwell, Jamie Raskin, and Debbie wash your face Schultz is having trouble managing.
Yeah. Debbie, what's her face Schultz? Gene, I think measured is actually the word for the day for his speech. He was very measured last night. In fact, former President Trump didn't even mention Nikki Haley last night. He never mentioned her name once. This morning he did. And he went on Truth Social after his speech, and he made his, his typical Trumpian tweets or posts or whatever you call them on Truth Social. Truths, I think they call them. But measured is the word. I would be curious to see if that really is going to go forward, because you mentioned the lawsuits. March 25th, he's dealing with and Bragg on the most insane lawsuit I think I've ever read. It's got no chance of winning except for the fact that it's in New York City. So he's probably going to get convicted of that if it goes to a jury, unless somebody stands up and says this is insanity. But he's going to have a lot of that kind of crap to fight through before November.
Oh, that's true, Steve. That sits against the backdrop of Fannie Willis down in Georgia. Now you got the state Senate interrogating the defense attorneys representing Trump. for background information on ascertaining just to what extent Ms. Willis may have violated her code of ethics. She stands disbarment if this goes that far. And so what we're seeing generally is a complete buildup of this cabal, deep state attempt to get rid of Trump at all cost falling apart. Hey, I got one for you. You ready? What's the bet that the results would be if Biden had a lie detector monitoring him on tomorrow night's State of the Union message? I would be curious to see how whether that that lie detector goes into short circuit mode.
I don't even know if it, I'm not sure if you could get an accurate test off of him, Gene. We may be putting a little too much credence in the ability of that machine there, because my goodness, I mean, it honestly,
that machine just might just give up.
It seems like the poor old guy is, you know, experiencing some sort of dementia. So I don't know if we can rely on anything he says or any lie detector. Gene, I also noticed in Trump's statement, he was talking about the article that we've been talking about this week. When yesterday, the timing on this is I don't know, couldn't be sharper, could it? When it was announced that 325,000 people were flown from parts unknown. In airplanes, illegal migrants, you know, coming into the country for, you know what I mean? They went out and sourced these people, this giant number of people, more than what, my goodness.
But from their home countries.
It really does show. Yeah, goes and picks them up. It really does show that this is going to be the big issue.
And that's one of my basic observations for today, gentlemen, is the Democratic angst. There is a rooted hate, a vitriol for Donald Trump, which is unhealthy and unnatural. You and I may have opinions and dislikes towards certain elected officials, but to go to such an extent as to ship these people into different parts of the country as a clever way of getting around the razor wire at the border, to me, you know, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is making a lot of sense when he shipped up a bunch of them to Martha's Vineyard into Barack Obama's backyard. I can see firsthand that Biden must be picking up a good lesson from Ron DeSantis on that kind of strategy, except in his case, Biden's case, it's for the wrong reasons. It's not to make a statement to the elitists up north that can't relate to the incident the way you were describing the ladies on Rachel Maddow earlier. This has more to do with the infiltration of illegals that the president of the United States is allowing to happen. Full stop, guys. Full stop.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Let's not talk about or complicate the matter on any other issue. That's illegal, and impeachment proceedings should begin on that issue alone.
Hear, hear, Gene Valentino, God bless you for that. I agree. And, you know, it's not just Biden. It's one thing to say, oh, well, they're just out of touch with the American people. No, they're not. They just don't give a rip what the American people want. And I can give you another piece of proof of that. Katie Hobbs just vetoed an Arizona Senate bill that was on the floor that would have given Arizona police the right to arrest and detain illegals. She vetoed it. She said, that's not who we are as Arizonans. Whatever. Gene Valentino, listen, brother, we got to rock and roll, but thank you so much. Find Gene at genevalentino.com. And of course, the Grassroots Truthcast with Gene Valentino is available on Spotify, Apple, and all of your favorite streaming services. Sir, God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day, Gene.
See you soon, guys.
All right. There he goes. That's Gene Valentino. You are watching State of the Nation, and we will return on today's News Talk TNT right after this.
Issues that dominate America. This is State of the Nation on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hi, friends. Gene Valentino just landed. We've been away for a few days, and we've been exposed to a lot of viruses and colds and contaminants. And I got to tell you, if it wasn't for my wellness kit from the wellness company, I'd probably be in trouble right now. The wellness kit has all of the regimen of drugs and prescriptive medicines in this kit that help me stay healthy. And this is prescribed to you by the doctor. So you go to www.twc.health. And then if you're interested in something that you see there, this is a regimen that helps protect you from serious illness. If you see something there you like, use the promo code GENE4TWC, G-E-N-E, the number 4, T-W-C. We've got some serious discounts in this package, but this is your life preserver. And this is what you're going to need in these days ahead when you're exposed to things from around the world that are surprising you with all sorts of potential military and hostile attacks, both foreign and domestic, that have biochemical threats to our body. The wellness kit is your life preserver. TWC.health, the promo code GENE4TWC. Look for the discounts. The booklet comes with it describing a super packed-filled assault of weapons to attack those viruses and contaminants that surround you today. TWC.health.